and 1 million teachers of color.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. As the Republican-controlled Senate works to pass President Trump's budget bill, a word of caution from the president himself. On social media, he wrote, "For all cost-cutting Republicans, of which I am one, remember you still have to get reelected. Don't go too crazy." More on the bill from CBS's Willie James Inman.
The legislation extends tax cuts from President Trump's first term, removes taxes on tips and overtime, and increases spending for defense and border security. Opponents of the bill argue it would make significant cuts to Medicaid and food stamp programs.
You can put as much lipstick on this pig as you want. This will be a political albatross for the Republicans.
Why?
Because it takes 16 million Americans off of health care coverage with cuts to Medicaid and cuts to the Obamacare marketplace.
Are you going to vote again for final passage if it looks like this?
What I'm voting for is a border security measure, $80 billion, $12 billion to reimburse states like mine.
That was Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner, followed by Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis is a no on the bill, angering the president to the point that Mr. Trump threatened to support a primary challenger. Today, Tillis announced he would not run for re-election. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Senator Tillis has been warning his colleagues repeatedly about moving forward with some of these proposed Medicaid cuts, but many of the things that he objects to remain in this package, which is why he has said that he cannot vote for it.
And this just in, we've learned that officials in Coeur d'Alene in northwest Idaho have ordered people in the Canfield Mountain area to shelter in place. There are reports that multiple police officers and firefighters have been shot while responding to a wildfire. Reports say the fire was started to set up an ambush. Hundreds of thousands of people watched or took part in Chicago's Pride Parade in today's high heat. There were also parades in San Francisco, Seattle, New York, and many other cities across the country, even as concerns grow over the intensifying pushback against the transgender community. At the box office this weekend.
It's all right. You're just worried I'm quicker than you.
The first big hit at theaters for Apple, according to studio estimates, F1 the movie, starring Brad Pitt, debuted with $55.6 million in ticket sales in North American theaters. How to Train Your Dragon slid to second place after two weekends in first with $19.4 million in ticket sales. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms with a low around 65. For Monday, partly sunny, highs near 80, an afternoon storm possible. Clearing out Monday night with a low around 60 degrees. Sunny and breezy for Tuesday, highs near 80, 82 Wednesday.
Currently, 69 degrees.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
sits by my side. This girl with eyes like gems and reactions to your lies, lies, lies. You can't repeat what you put round. All the things that made me cry. You kicked me when I was down, and they hurt me. All those lies, lies, la 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 lies. I've got my girl, and together we're strong. To laugh at you and prove you wrong. I don't insist that you feel bad. Smile. Don't ever think you made me mad. I didn't listen to your lies, lies, la 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 lies.
From their very first album, My Generation, that was La 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 Lies. And before that, we opened up hour two of Seth Faces the Music this week with Eurythmics from their album Be Yourself Tonight. Would I lie to you? Well, I certainly wouldn't. No lying going on this show. Coming up next, we have a band that was really a head-scratcher back in the 1980s when they first appeared. They were sort of a country band, and they were also a very punk band. You could never place them into any one thing. And you know what? I think they weren't something I haven't done on this show in a really long time. Ladies and gentlemen, kiddies, get real close to your radio. Here's Jason and the Scorchers, White Lies.
telling white lies. Well, I can see right through that in the skies. Cause you tell, I can tell when you're telling white lies. You're telling white lies. You're telling white lies. Well, I can see right through that in the skies. Cause you tell, I can tell when you're telling white lies. White lies.
The moon was ours. Yeah, you said the moon was ours. To hell with the day. The sunlight is only gonna take love away, raise up suspicions and alibi.
Evangelist, he'd tell you all about that, and then he'd tell you all about that.
telling of the truth with something funny I start to see he's telling. Lies, 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 lies. I guess I always figured they never mean what they meant. And God help us all not to be so stone surprised when we wake up in the stars with the skies in our eyes. If we keep telling lies, 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 lies.
Violent Femmes from their third album, appropriately named Three. That was Lies. And before that, another song called Lies. This one, however, from the Black Keys from their album, Attack and Release. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a band that epitomized for a lot of people the worst excesses of the 1980s. Lots of synths, kind of uber shiny pop. But I gotta say, guilty pleasure or not, I really like them. That's coming up on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Snapped in two, words are made to bend. Bigger, better, some stolen from Japan. Collected from around the world, catch you if they can. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah. On your mind. Well, Cleopatra died for Egypt. What a waste of time. The white ones and red ones, and some you can't disguise. Twist the truth and half the news. Can't hide it in your eyes.
Lives, lives, lives.
I Know She Lies. That's the name of the song. The singer was Chris Bell from the record I Am the Cosmos from 1992. For those who may not know, Chris Bell was one of the founders of the obscure, though very influential, power pop band Big Star. He left after the first album and just kind of wandered around. When this came out in 1992, it was a big deal. And before that, we opened up the set with Thompson Twins' Lies. Up next, we have another Minnesota band. Whoa, I'm collecting those this week. Famous in the 1980s as one of the stalwarts of the Minneapolis music scene, along with Husker Du and Soul Asylum. This was from 1989, a record that was very polarizing. It did not sound like them, but I gotta say, it's really good pop music. From their album, Don't Tell a Soul, here's The Replacements, Asking Me Lies. We'll be right back.
there's a lot of great bars. Man, you're hitting their books and hitting their streets. Won't be hard to find. Tell them you questions. Ask them in the hive. Ask them in the hive. Happy birthday. Who's ever birthday?
Try, baby, it didn't work.
His real name is Richard Melville Hall. He goes by the stage name of Moby, and that's because one of his ancestors was the Herman Melville, the author of Moby Dick. That was Disco Lies. Coming up on the final segment this week of Seth Faces the Music, we are going to play a song from an international superstar. Seriously, go to her YouTube page and find out how many people subscribe to it. But not nearly as well known here in the United States, which is too bad because she is really remarkable. And that's what's coming up on WFHR.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms with a low around 65. For Monday, partly sunny, highs near 80, an afternoon storm possible. Clearing out Monday night with a low around 60 degrees. Sunny and breezy for Tuesday, highs near 80, 82 Wednesday.
Currently 69 degrees.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Playing, and then you're gonna lose.
ever been. Looking for love in the light, a lonely friend. And so much superstition, and so much worry in my heart. I need a new religion. It's time to make a brand new start. And the world ain't no easier than it's ever.
And that was Amos Lee from his self-titled album from Blue Note Records, Lies of a Lonely Friend. And before that, we started off the set with Marina. That's all she goes by. From one of her early albums, Electra Heart. That was Lies. A somewhat forgotten funk soul artist. It's just too bad, man. So many treasures available in this man's catalog, including this one right here. Here's Joe Tex. Get Your Lies Together.
Ah! Ancient history, throw up our hands at the unsolved mystery. So you can't remember what was true, and there'll be nothing to remind you. Starting now, I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies, lies. If you don't believe me now, you'll never believe me now. Now I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies, lies.
A song by They Might Be Giants. Have I ever mentioned that they're my favorite band? Anyway, that was from Mink Carr, Finished with Lies. Well, that just about does it for this week on Seth Faces the Music. Thank you once again, everyone, for tuning in and listening all these 3 years. Do appreciate each and every one of you. That's why you have made it the second greatest show in the state of Wisconsin. So keep listening, everyone. We have one more song to go today to wrap up our show. Appropriately, it is called Lies, and it is from the group Alphaville. So long, everyone.
Is a
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with breaking news from Northwest Idaho. Two people are dead in what appears to be an ambush on firefighters as they responded to a fire in the city of Coeur d'Alene. Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris says police are taking sniper fire.
It's going to be the tough next couple hours. Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping that somebody has a clear shot and is able to neutralize.
Authorities are urging people in the area to shelter in place. President Trump's budget bill is still the subject of discussion and debate in the Senate at this hour. Republican leadership has been talking with hesitant members of their party, trying to persuade them to vote for it. Idaho's Mike Crapo.
They are furious that we refuse to raise taxes in America by $4.3 trillion on Americans.
Today, Republicans